The next step for the Wally Commuter Rail proposal between Ann Arbor and Howell is a study of possible station locations and design services. The Ann Arbor Transportation Authority has committed to spending just over $100,000 with the Smith Group of Ann Arbor on the work. It's being funded as part of a $640,000 federal grant the AATA and Michigan Department of Transportation are sharing. Jesse Bernstein is the chair of the AATA board. Bernstein says a lot of work is needed, including making sure all of the communities along the route are on board.
There's a lot of studying that has to be done. There's still a lot of talking that has to be done. We need to make sure that everybody along the line is going to be supportive of this. I know Howell is. I know Ann Arbor is. We've got to see that the folks in between really want this.
Bernstein says for the project to work, they need to get a station in downtown Ann Arbor, which will require an agreement with the Ann Arbor Railroad, which owns the tracks in the city. He says hopefully the time taken to study possible station locations along the northern part of the route can also lead to a deal on getting into the city. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.